This is a story about me, and I am the hero of it. It opens with a super emo shot of a 5-foot-nothing 17-year-old black girl, me, in the waiting room at my therapist's office, a place that I hate. It's so bright outside, it's neon, and of course the soundtrack is Yankee Hotel Foxtrot by Wilco, because I have more feelings than anyone knows what to do with. The smell in here is unlike any other smell in the world. Some rare concoction of pumpkin pie-scented candles and every single perfume sample from the first floor of Macy's. I bet Susan Brady, LCSW, decorates her house with Thomas Kincaid paintings and those little figurines, cherubs dressed up for various occupations. I don't know. The other thing I hate about coming here is the random framed photo of, I believe, Bon Jovi on the coffee table, which also features a wide assortment of the corniest magazines of all time. White people love Bon Jovi. When Marissa and I went to Lake Havasu with Kelly Klein, because that's what white people do here in the summer, Bon Jovi was the only thing her family listened to. That freaking scratched-up CD was actually stuck inside the thing on their boat. I had a moderate time at the lake, except for when I had to explain my summer braids to Kelly and Marissa, for probably the 800th time, to justify why I didn't have a hairbrush to sing into. They made me sing into a chicken leg, because, of course. I was also shamed for not knowing any Bon Jovi lyrics. That was around this time last summer, but it feels like a past life. Another thing I hate about coming here is how I have to think about everything I've lost, everything I've done wrong, and everything I hate about being alive. The thing I like about it here is that there's Werther's. Susan opens the door and spreads her arms to me in a weird Jesus way, the sleeves of her flowy paisley peasant top billowing at her sides. She has kind of a white auntie thing going on, or a lady who sells birdhouses at the church craft fair thing. A sad, squinty smile, a dull brown bob, a gentle cadence to her voice. I can tell she's used to talking to children, probably rich white children, and as I stiffly arrange myself on the couch in her office, I'm suddenly self-conscious about my largeness, my badness. I just feel so obvious all the time. It's like that song, Too Alive by the Breeders. I feel every little thing way more than regular people do. So, how are you doing today? Susan asks, too cheerily, like a hostess at Olive Garden or something. Where are you on the scale we've been using? I feel so deeply, it agonizes me. I'm okay. I guess on the scale, I'm probably pretty dang bad, but better than yesterday and still not scary bad. Now, probably to the soundtrack of Belle and Sebastian's Get Me Away From Here, I'm Dying, there's a longish montage of me zoning out, imagining the lives of everyone I know. Even in my dreams, it's so easy and fun for them to exist. Are you still taking the art class? Yeah, every Tuesday. That's wonderful. And how are you liking it? It's fine. Sort of boring, but I guess it takes my mind off things. Do you want to talk about what's on your mind the other times? Not really, I chuckle, in my best joking with adults voice. The AC churns menacingly, like it always does, taunting me. Susan with her wrinkled white cleavage, unmoving and unrelenting. Susan doesn't play. I think about grabbing a Werther's from the crystal bowl, but don't, even though I want one. Will Susan Wright loudly sucks on Werther's in my file as soon as I leave, right next to is probably fine, just being dramatic.